So, hello there, Audio Boo. It's been a while here since I've done a sort of personal talky boo on my personal account because I've been quite ill over the last 2 weeks. You can probably still hear it in my voice, and I'm starting to begin to feel a little bit more human. But I've also this week managed to drag myself into a job interview with the RLSP, the Royal London Society for Blind People, who I've been working with for since October last year, actually. And one of my proudest moments for working for them was pushing the partnership between RLSP and Audioboo. And basically, this job is hopefully to continue from my voluntary capacity to be able to support them more in their pushing of content, recording of content, to be posted onto Audioboo to help the charity with all their various programs. So thinking about all of this made me really think about Audioboo, the platform, and how it's had an effect on me and my life as things stand at the moment. And I basically first became involved in Audioboo back in July in 2012 when somebody on Twitter posted a recording of a pretty hefty rainstorm. And it took me back immediately to when I was a kid and reminded me of my love of recording soundscapes and so on. And hearing this to be posted on a forum and just the sound of it was it took me back from watching videos on YouTube and so on. It really took me back to thinking about the power of audio. And I'd never heard of Audioboo, so I went online to have a look at what Audioboo was. I did a quick Google search, and it came up with the Audioboo FM website. And, excuse me. I discovered that it was a website that was hosting some really fantastic content. On the first featured thing that I remember listening to was Jon Snow. It was either the day of or the day after A-level results, talking about the fact that he had managed to forge himself a career. And then I also found a recording of somebody talking about what they could see just after an earthquake had occurred in Japan. And listening to these people talking and conjuring up the images by just the words they said, and also hearing the ambient sound that we could hear in the background, really like appeal to me as a visually impaired person, because as a blind person I listen and I hear and I hear and I listen, and you know, having my ears, audio is the be all and end all of what I do. It's how I hear somebody's tone, it's how I hear somebody communicate, it's how I hear whether somebody's happy or sad. And Audioboo basically gave me that, because I began to comment on other people's boos. I saw that blind and visually impaired people were talking topical related issues, and this of course went on to the VIP Advisor channel, where blind and visually impaired people are discussing a lot of topical visually impairment related issues, which I have commented on and gained a lot of advice from. And I began to realize that there's a really strong Audioboo community. People are really, really friendly. People are very supportive of each other. And I felt a very, very strong connection to the platform when basically the second day after I started using Audioboo, Dolores contacted me, having listened to my first public boo, which was about me going around London and recording what it would be like to receive assistance for anybody else in the world who might not know what that's like. And she contacted me straight away and said, oh, you know, that's a great idea and I think it's fantastic and I'm Dolores. And, you know, you don't usually get the face behind the company, and Audioboo definitely gave me that. I found myself sharing wine and talking with this fantastic Rob Proctor, the CEO, a user forum which was advertised on Twitter, and I managed to get a place at. And I met again people like RJ Nett, Robert Johnson there, and SM2N, Simon as well, who are all very regular Audioboo users. So there's definitely a sense of community and a real sense of company and a real sense of that. And which I don't get so much from other social networks. I think the difference between Audioboo and other social networks is that social networks, I have to listen to people post statuses and post comments. But they are all either based around images, but then the main thing is also that I have to listen to them read out to me by an electronic voice, which is very difficult. So sometimes get somebody's mood and tone. And the fact that with Audioboo, you can just literally go on and I can make comments on TV shows. I can make comments on what I'm feeling like, and I don't have to worry too much about adding images or something like that. I can feel that somebody posts a boo and I can comment straight away, and I've got full access to everything that I'm talking about on that recording. So that's also the great thing about it. So positively, I've started to make some really good friends through Audioboo. I talk regularly with Andre Louis and Paul Hopkins and people like this, and McColgan, and talk to all these guys about my music and so on, which are boos that I regularly boo about, and I think people really enjoy my music boos, because I do sort of workshops on pieces of music that I enjoy to play as a pianist, and I also record my improvisations. And this was a great way of doing that and sharing that, and it's great to get feedback from people. I'd say I'd be probably on average of maybe once a week or something, and they are either music boos or sometimes I do soundscape boos or things like that, and that's what I enjoy. And also, like I said, I comment on things. Also, I listen to a lot of the featured boos. One of the most powerful ones was listening to the brother of the gentleman who died the Vauxhall helicopter crash, talking about how he to Jeremy Vine about how he discovered that his brother had died, and that was a very, very powerful piece of audio. But moving to the positives, I've always rave about it to people. I think it's very important for people to talk as well and to really listen. It's a platform where people can really listen. And I want to thank everybody at Audioboo for being such an amazing company, being so friendly. I want to thank the community for listening to my views and giving them the feedback and letting me. And I hope to keep talking to all of you guys and carrying on and helping this community grow. So thank you, Audioboo.